The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Slam the Locker with DJ host me, KB. Welcome to my podcast. As a collegiate athlete, I will be discussing what it's really like being a college athlete with raw content, personal stories, and of course, advice. Keep listening to hear more about the do's and don'ts and the behind-the-scenes actions of college athletes. Hello, and welcome back to Slam the Locker with DJ host me, KB. In today's podcast, we will have another guest interview, a student athlete here at Dominican University, a senior on the women's basketball team. Today, she will give us a little inside scoop of what on and off season looks like here at Dominican and at the junior college level. How are they similar but very different at the same time? Today's podcast, we will start with a very powerful quote from arguably one of the greatest basketball players of all time, Michael Jordan. He said, "I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I failed over and over again in my life, and that is why I succeed." The way I particularly interpret this quote as being an athlete at the college level, typically you've been playing this sport almost your whole life or close to it, so there has been a lot of room for mistakes, but that's where on and off season comes into play. Of course, during the season, you are consistently working to get better and win games, but the off season is really your own individual time to grow and focus on your weaknesses to make them stronger, making each season a better version of yourself. As well, there's a particular quote that sits in the Dominican Athletic Training Room, which is basically where everyone will get together before practice and do any taping, stretching, rolling out, or any rehab before games or practices. And this quote says, "If your weaknesses at the end of last season are your weaknesses at the start of next season, your entire offseason was wasted." I really like this quote because I feel like it is true. As an athlete, you should consistently be working on your weaknesses to make them stronger, and having it in the athletic training room is a perfect place for it to be. Now, let's get started to hear the inside scoop of what on and off season really looks like for athletes interviewing a senior on the women's basketball team. The first question we will be looking at today is, how was your adjustment from junior college to Dominican? What were some of the major challenges you faced?
So my transition from junior college to Dominican was actually pretty rough, just for the simple fact that I transferred during a pandemic. So I was kind of going to school, but not really going to school. It was all Zoom, but I was still coming in person for workouts. And I went from a junior college where everything was kind of laid out for me. My coaches picked my entire schedule and planned everything out. Everything fit perfectly, to Dominican, where I had to meet with several different people and kind of figure that out on my own. And it wasn't like I was running my classes by my coaches. It was more of I was picking my classes, and it was my responsibility to pick the classes that were necessary for me to graduate and were the classes I needed to take for my major. So it was just pretty rough having all that responsibility on me, going from a two-year junior college and everyone doing it for me, and then coming to Dominican and having all that responsibility on my lap, and then also during the pandemic.
I would also say, so I didn't come from a junior college, but I would definitely agree that Dominican definitely puts classes in a way that it's more on the athletes, and if we have to figure out for ourselves what practices we can miss or what practices we can't miss, and then what games can we miss and what practices you can't miss. It all depends on your major, which was a little bit different from me just coming out of high school, because high school isn't as serious as college, in my opinion. So it was a adjustment of more of what my priorities were for myself. But let's move into the second question. What does in-season look like for you at Dominican?
In season for Dominican is basically your typical weight session / agility practice and study hall, or some sort of like you have to put in some sort of hours like doing your work. It's pretty packed, not gonna lie, because you have the responsibility of attending all your classes and maintaining a certain GPA so that you stay eligible. But also, it's not like I can miss any sort of game for a class or any sort of like tournament. It was more of like I had to miss my classes, and not every single teacher was like okay with that. So in season for Dominican was pretty stressful as far as academics.
For me, in season, I feel like is not completely different from out of season, but in season is taken a lot more seriously by your peers, your coaches, anyone who is a part of your athletic department. They take in season very seriously. And from teachers and stuff like that, sometimes they're not always the most understanding. But how has that changed from junior college when you came from JUCO to Dominican? Did it change at all?
Yeah, it changed a lot. Junior college was actually a lot more packed than coming to Dominican. We had 3 a days and study hall, and it was mandatory for both years that you went there. But the only thing that made it easier was that our coaches planned out every single person on the team's schedule. So everyone always attended. We didn't have to worry where anyone was. There was great communication between players, coaches, players, and players with each other. The only thing that really stood out to me that was different was when we practiced, because when I was at City, our practice was after all of our classes and all of our workouts were in the morning. So I wasn't used to going to practice and then class and then class, or like some days I would have class before practice and then I would go to practice and then go to another class. I wasn't used to that. So that's what kind of made it stick out to me. And I think that's also what made it a little more rough during the transition.
Definitely. Let's move into our third question. What does out of season look like for you, and how does it differ for JUCO?
My out of season is actually pretty similar to my junior college out of season. It just consists of less days working out and more recovery days. I usually also work out super early in the morning, so I would work out at 6 a.m. and then I would have the rest of the day ahead of me to rest and do the things I normally don't get to do while I'm in season. And if I still have classes like during the days, I would just go to class and then after that just kind of still use it as a rest and recovery day, just because going through an entire season where you're playing games every single week or 2 games every single week, it's super hard on your body. And I've never been a person that believes in pounding your body all year around, because that just creates more long-term injuries, and no student athlete wants that, especially if they're planning to further their career.
I would definitely say the same. So my out of season looks a little bit different, I would say, because I am in season from fall to November, sometimes December. And then we have about a month or so off, and then we're right back into out of season, but we're still practicing the same amount. And we still have games, but significantly less amount. But also, out of season, there's also a lot of outside responsibilities that you have to do with your team. So there's things called care hours, which you have to do a certain amount of volunteer work together here at Dominican with your team. I believe it's about 8 hours per athlete. I'm not exactly sure though. As well, there's a lot of time spent together. So outside of the field, my coaches require us to do a lot of team bonding events during out of season stuff, because we have a lot more time to be together.
That's actually really interesting that you say that your coach requires team bonding activities with your teammates. For my team, being on the women's basketball team, our coaches never really stepped in as far as requiring us to bond outside of practice and travel and games. They more of just encouraged it. And it's kind of one of those things, playing a sport in college, it's sort of like common sense. Like, we just plan things on our own, and we never saw it as like a requirement. We never saw it as like a chore. We just did things like that just because everybody kind of knows, like in the community, that when your chemistry is really good off the court, then the chemistry on the court is going to be a million times better.
I definitely agree with you. I think one of the harder things within my sport is that we have around 30 girls on the team, and there's so many different groups within the team that my coach really wants us to be all integrated together, which is why we have those team bonding events. Sometimes they're a little bit longer than others and they can be a hassle, but we do get through them. But let's go ahead and move on to our fourth question. How does travel work when you are in season versus out of season? Does it change or does it not really for you guys?
So when I'm in season, travel is pretty much like the same. We go through the process of like only 12 girls can go, and you know, it's really tough for our coaches to pick out of our 15 girls like which girls are basically good enough or at the level where they're able to compete hard enough to go with us wherever we're going. But when we're out of season, they take everybody, but it's pretty much women's basketball kind of treats it the same. The first couple tournaments, they take everyone, and then still out of season, the third or fourth one, they'll start doing it how it is in season, and just to prepare us for what we're going to be looking at for the rest of the year. So they'll start slowly picking which 12 that they want to take, and having individual meetings and letting us know like why we're not traveling, what it is that we need to work on in order to travel, or just simply it's usually just because of chance. Everyone on my team this year didn't travel. Like I say, they only take 12 girls, and there were girls that were ready to go and that wanted to travel, but everyone was getting better and showing such good progress that it just came down to, you know, leadership and seniority and examples, being a good example off the court, not just on the court. So yeah, it looks pretty much the same, but it definitely is like hard. It's hard to think about when your spot's kind of on the line, like, you know what I mean?
Definitely. For me, soccer's a little bit different. Once again, we have so many players on our team. The NCAA only allows us to travel, I think, 18 to 20 players when we are going on an airplane. But when we're not traveling on an airplane and we have to drive somewhere, it honestly is dependent on how many vans we get, which is kind of weird to say, but because we have so many players, it depends on how many vans we can get. So certain vans only fit 12, certain vans only fit 9. And if we only get 2, then we're only going to take 21 players. So it's really dependent on that.
I also wanted to note that for women's sport, you brought up that soccer is different too. And I think that, yes, sports are different. Sports are different, you know, between soccer, basketball, whatever sport you play. But I also noticed something this year that I heard kind of a lot of like rumble about at the beginning of my transfer last year, is that the men's teams get a little bit different exceptions, quote unquote exceptions. And I bring that up because I noticed this year that we were told that we only could travel 12 players, and that came straight from the athletic director and the athletic department, but our men's team had 15 players and they traveled every single men's player for every tournament. So I think it also just goes down to like funding and budget, and also just like the different, I don't know, the different, like the gender norms make it hard for like traveling too. I hate to like bring up like gender norms and stuff like that, but it's like, it's true. You see a lot of like men's teams getting like advantages when in college or just at any level, you see these advantages, and then it kind of like ticks you off. Well, it ticks me off. I don't know what ticks you off, but.
No, it definitely does, because I also do think that in some aspects, like the men's departments of athletics here at Dominican can be a little bit more favored in some aspects. But I also do think the women's department, we do get lucky with our coaches. I think our coaches are amazing, and we do have a lot of other things that I would say that men's teams don't actually get. But moving into our fifth question, how do you think your goals for your sport have changed over time? So from being in and out of season the past 4 years, from JUCO to Dominican, how has your goals of being a college athlete or goals in life changed?
My goals have always been to just have fun. I've never been one of those kids that wanted to go pro or overseas or anything like that. my parents were really hard on me because that was their expectation of me, starting me, like putting me into sports super young. But in season, I would just want to have fun with the girls that are there, the girls that are on the court with me. And then out of season, it's just preparing for the upcoming season, but also still making sure that I'm having fun and that I still enjoy it. And I think that's probably the most important goal. And I think everyone should have that goal, is just to have fun and love the sport you play.
I definitely agree with that. But also for me, I would say, when I was younger, soccer was like my whole life, and I think Dominican did a good job of allowing me to figure out who I was and my own person outside of my sport. So now that I'm ready to graduate and about to leave soon, I now am more comfortable with the idea of not playing my sport at the collegiate level, even though that's what I've always wanted to do since I was little. Now I feel like I'm more ready to take on the real world. All right, that's it for today's episode. I hope you guys learned a little more about on and off season and how much it is subjected to change throughout time, as well simply just learning about Dominican athletics. Now, don't forget to tune into next week's episode. We'll have another guest interview. Thanks for listening. DJ KB out.